Hello, family and friends. I'm honored here for day four with Pastor Jack Pollock from the Master's Chapel Church that's near Boonville. Please tell Cheryl thanks for sharing your time with us, your wife at home. And as I mentioned previously, Jack has three children and four grandchildren. And let's go to prayer. Father, we come today full of praise and thanksgiving. We're so thankful for the sacrifice of Jesus at Calvary. Father, we know that he's not just a way, he's the way. Father, you gave us the one way to salvation, and we choose to listen and obey, Father. Thank you for Jack speaking to us today. We choose to let this message encourage us in our lives to move forward with Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Well, Jack, back to you.
I'd like to share a little bit of my sermon that I preached this morning, just as a thought to give you something to relate to. And the message was on the fourth chapter of Philippians today, which is presented by Paul, and it's really focused on joy. And part of the thought of joy is joy in our Christian life. And we need to understand how that manifests itself. And I came up with this story, this illustration that I wanted to share with you right now. And my question is, how many of you are really intrigued with trains? And trains to me are something that I really hadn't paid a whole lot of attention to, but as I was preparing for the sermon, this idea of looking at a train just kept manifesting itself to where I couldn't get away from it. And part of the thing that caught my attention when you start thinking about a train is there's really only two ways a train can travel, right? Forward and backwards. And that so mimics our Christian life. We're either moving forward or we're moving backwards.
That's right.
Because the only other thing that can happen is you stop. And nowhere in the Bible does it ever tell us to stop. That's one thing that you're not going to find in the Bible.
Yeah.
You're either moving forward or you're moving back.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that really intrigues me about a train is, you know, you've got these massive pieces of machinery, but yet they're on these very narrow tracks, right? And regardless of how big the loads are, they travel on these narrow tracks. And that is what Jesus has asked us to do, is to stay on these narrow tracks, because wide is the way to destruction and as narrow is the path to righteousness, right? So what we need to realize is that when we look at a train, what we're really looking at is a life lesson. Because what we need to do is we need to stay on the track. We need to go in a forward direction constantly. And the only way to do that is to follow Jesus Christ and what he asked us to do.
Yeah.
So the big question becomes, what happens when you get off the track? What did they call that?
A derailment,
but it's also called a wreck, okay? It's a wreck. And anytime we get out of bounds of where Jesus Christ wants us to go, it's a wreck.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if you're off a little bit or a lot, it's a wreck because we're not following God's will.
Yeah.
And our lives so much are like that. They mimic that to a T, because when we're not following God's will, what we end up with is a wreck. And we need to realize that when we stay within the rails, when we follow God's path, then we're headed in the right direction. All those other areas that you might want to go, you need to stay on the track, just like the train does. It has to stay on the track to be able to move forward, or even to move backwards. It's still got to stay in the track.
Yeah.
But ultimately, for a train to be productive, it's got to be moving forward.
Yeah.
And for us in our Christian life, we have to be moving forward. We can't stop. We can't go backwards. We have to go forward.
Amen.
And that's where we find our connection with Jesus and the joy that he talks about. The other thing that we have to realize is that in this small piece of machinery they call the locomotive, that's the power source, right?
Yep.
Without it, a train is worthless. It can't go anywhere. But here you have this locomotive that is small in comparison to the overall length of a train, but yet it's able to pull it. So how does it accomplish that? Because you've got a steel round wheel that's smooth on a steel track that's smooth. How does it grip? How does it make the connection? How does it accomplish all that it accomplishes. Mm-hmm. And we could go into this big scenario about friction and all that. But what I really want to tell you is sometimes the friction in our life, it helps us to gain momentum in the direction that we need to go. Mm-hmm. And that's an important factor to remember. He didn't say our lives would be easy. He just said he would be with us. Yeah. He would help us. He is our power source. In order to really fully understand what joy is, we have to be connected to the power source, yeah, which is Jesus Christ. Yeah. And when we follow him and we obey his will, that's where the joy of life takes place. And in chapter 4 of Ephesians, basically what he points out is you get joy through the fellowship of other people. You get joy through the unity of others. You get joy through contentment. You get joy through the provisions that Jesus provides for you. All yeah. those things work together to bring joy into your life. And that's yeah. what the Christian life is all about, is really understanding the source of where our joy comes from. And it's through being plugged in and following his path. The rails of life that we travel down, as long as we stay within those bounds, things cannot get to a point that we can't handle them. He says that he'll be with us. He'll show us the path through. A train, when it reaches snow, it doesn't go around. It goes plows right on through it. Mm-hmm. He helps us get through the obstacles that come in our way.
Yeah.
And there are things that's going to derail us, but at the point that happens, it takes a true focus on Jesus Christ to get back on the path and be able to move forward.
Amen.
That is the message that I shared with my congregation this morning. That is the important part that people need to know. And in all of this, when we're talking about joy, one of the things that joy really manifests in us as individuals is a peace.
Yes.
A peace of mind. Amen. A peace knowing that everything that we do, it's covered by his blood. It's covered by his hand.
Yeah.
There was another illustration that I found when I was studying this, and it talked about a guy who hired three artists to try to paint him a picture of what peace looked like. And the first one painted a picture of the mountains with a lake and nothing else around, and just nature itself, that is a peaceful element. Mm-hmm. The other artist that he hired to paint a picture of peace was of the beach and the setting sun, and there was a lounge chair with two people sitting in it, just observing the sun going down and how peaceful that was. And the guy that hired him, he was ecstatic because both of them really hit the essence of peace. The third one painted a picture, and it was a side view of a waterfall. And the guy was puzzled. What are you trying to get across to me? This is anything but peaceful because the roar of a waterfall is overwhelming sometimes. Mm-hmm. And the artist says, well, you're not looking close enough. And he says, well, what do you mean? He says, look behind the waterfall. And there on the ledge of the rocks behind the waterfall was a bird sitting there enjoying his surroundings.
Yes.
And what the message was truly brought out through that picture is that, you know, it's nice to consider peace. But when you know you've really accomplished all that God wants for you is when you have peace in the middle of turmoil. And that peace comes by being in the cleft of the rock.
Amen.
And there's a song that says, he hideth my soul in the cleft
yes.
of the rock. Amen. And that is exactly what this particular illustration is trying to get across.
Yes.
We find peace, peace of mind, peace of understanding, not a worldly peace, but a spiritual peace that only Jesus Christ can provide for us.
Yes.
And that comes when he has us hid in the cleft of the rock.
Amen. Man, that was good, Reverend Jack. You know, it reminds me of, you'll hear people say, well, I don't want to be a Christian. All you have is all these rules and things, you do's and don'ts, you know, but a lot of those rules keep you out of the ditches of life. You know, it's not that God wants us to boss us around, but, you know, sin produces death. And as we get out there and get off these guardrails, you know, it's God's trying to keep us on the mm-hmm. tracks you're talking about. Well, if you would pray for our listeners, please.
Precious Heavenly Father, again, we come to you with the idea that we are seeking your participation in our life. And Lord, we know that you are here and that you are with us. And Lord, even though sometimes life gets very troubling and sometimes it's noisy and turbulent, sometimes we don't know whether we're on the tracks or not, Lord, we know that you are with us. And Lord, we know that we can find that peace, that spiritual peace, by being hid in the cleft of the rock, that regardless what's going on around us, we have the assurance that you love us and that you care for us and that you have provided your very best on our behalf. Lord, we thank you for your sacrifice. We thank you for your blood that covers our sins. And Lord, we especially thank you that you have arose from the grave and that you sit at the right hand of God, yes, pleading our case day in and day out as we fail to live up to your expectations. But Lord, we know that you protect us and we know that you guide us. We only have to rely on you. And we're thankful for that opportunity. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, look forward maybe to one more day here with Pastor Jack. And what's your phone number again, Pastor?
It's 812-202-3177. And we're located between Boonville and Chandler on Highway 62 at the Master's Chapel. And we would invite you to come and join us as we share God's love.
Amen. Well, praise God. Well, folks, we sure do love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he is coming back soon.